Robinson Helicopter gets a high-profile visitor. A 757 provides a scary ride over the Atlantic. And NASA greenlights Atlantis for a launch next week. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, February 1st, 2008. President Bush chose the Torrance, California headquarters of Robinson Helicopters to stage a news conference on Wednesday, promoting his proposals for trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. He told the gathered crowd, quote, "You can't tell the people at Robinson Helicopter that trade isn't good. When 70% of that which you manufacture gets sold somewhere else other than the United States, they ought to have a sign walking in here and say, trade is not only good, it is great, and we want the federal government to make it easier for us to sell products," unquote. The Los Angeles Times reported the stop was the first on a three-day trip by the president to promote the agenda he presented in Monday's State of the Union address, his last as president. Something the president avoided in his speech was talk of the recent collapse of the U.S. dollar against foreign currencies. He's not proud of it, but it makes American products more affordable overseas. Last year, Robinson Helicopter founder Frank Robinson noted, quote, "We love to see the dollar get as low as possible," unquote. 139 passengers and 7 crew members on American Airlines Flight 1738 found themselves in what could have been a made-for-TV movie script over the Atlantic Ocean Wednesday night. En route from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Philadelphia, a burning smell wafted through the 757's cabin, followed by an announcement from the flight deck that the plane would make an emergency landing at Palm Beach International due to smoke in the cockpit. Only after landing did the passengers see that the cockpit windshield had shattered, causing minor injuries to the first officer. He, along with 4 other crew members and 1 passenger, were treated for minor smoke inhalation, then released from Palm Beach area hospitals. Boeing identified a problem with the windshield heater connection blocks in some of its planes 4 years ago and issued service bulletins, but the FAA has not yet issued an airworthiness directive. The Palm Beach Post reports the passengers handled the stress in various ways. 24 students from Messiah College in Pennsylvania, returning home after 3 weeks of study in the Caribbean, held hands and prayed aloud near the back of the plane. Philadelphia attorney Paul Null told the paper he wrote 3 goodbye letters to his wife, his 4-year-old son, and his 2-year-old daughter. Illusionist Wayne Hoffman was on his way home to Reading, Pennsylvania after working on a cruise ship. He staged an improvised 45-minute mind-reading show to calm passengers after the plane landed. Quote, "I'd say it was the most interesting venue I've ever performed," unquote. NASA engineers and officials have given the green light for the space shuttle Atlantis to lift off next week, finally starting a mission originally scheduled for December. Launch is officially scheduled now for Thursday at 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time. During the 11-day mission, Commander Steve Frick and his crew of 6 will install the European Space Agency's new Columbus Laboratory on the International Space Station. Columbus provides scientists the ability to conduct a variety of life, physical, and materials science experiments. The mission will include 3 spacewalks, delivery of a new crew member to the station, and the return of another astronaut after nearly 4 months aboard the complex. NASA still holds out hope of getting in 6 shuttle missions before the end of the year. With little fanfare, federal antitrust regulators Wednesday signed off on the sale of Midwest Air Group to TPG Capital, a private equity firm based in Texas, with financial backing from Northwest Airlines. The Wichita Business Journal reports the deal was worth $452 million. Northwest will have a 47% interest in the entity created to acquire Midwest, but will have no management control. The arrangement apparently satisfied regulators. Up next on ANN, the National Mediation Board will stay out of the American Airlines pilot contract dispute. American preemptively scratches flights as pilots retire. And freight feeder aircraft will get $250 million in new capital. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 1st, 2008. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. The National Mediation Board has told the Allied Pilots Association it will stay out of the union's contract dispute with American Airlines, at least for now. The Dallas Morning News reports the union received a letter from the NMB saying the case has not been placed on its docket or assigned a mediator. The board pointedly noted it typically does not become involved in labor talks until the parties have narrowed the topics for discussion. So far, American and its pilots still disagree on just about everything. APA leaders asked the NMB to intervene in the talks on January 14th. Had that intervention ended in a declaration of impasse, American would have been free to impose its last best offer on the pilots in lieu of a negotiated contract, same thing that happened with the FAA and its air traffic controllers. But unlike the controllers, the pilots could then legally strike. American spokeswoman Sue Gordon applauded the board's decision. Quote, "We continue to believe that working directly with the APA is the most expeditious course to reaching a mutually beneficial agreement," unquote. Meanwhile, American has announced it will cancel up to 10% of its schedule in February, or about 76 flights. The airline says the move is in anticipation of the imminent retire of about 100 pilots. The Allied Pilots Association, which represents over 9,000 working pilots at American, says it's really about overzealous cost-cutting by management at American. APA President Lloyd Hill told the Tulsa World, quote, "Numerous flight cancellations are proof positive that management has failed to retain a sufficient number of pilots to staff the operation," unquote. APA spokesman Scott Shanklin said up to 150 pilots may retire today alone, the first day of the month. Pilots approaching age 60 will be able to lock in a percentage of their benefits to the current value of American stock for a 90-day period if they opt out now. Some pilots appear willing to stick it out, though, in the hopes the stock price goes higher. Many only have that option because Congress extended the mandatory retirement age from 60 to 65 back in December. FlightStats.com recently reported that American canceled over 21,000 flights in 2007. That's 2.7% of its entire schedule, a higher percentage than any other network carrier. A fledgling aircraft company has received a $250 million cash infusion to continue development of a new cargo plane. Freight Feeder Aircraft Corporation, which is a U.S. company 25% owned by Utilicraft Aerospace Industries, announced on Thursday it recently entered into a two-year, $260 million agreement with CapNet Securities Corporation as its exclusive financial consultant, placement agent, and finder in connection with various financing strategies. An initial $10 million equity financing will be used to continue the development of the Freight Feeder prototype aircraft that's now under construction by Metalcraft Technologies. Stage 2 will bring another $250 million to complete FAA certification and begin production. As ANN has reported, Utilicraft's FF5000 will be a high-wing twin-engine turboprop designed to carry 8 fully loaded LD3 cargo containers or 6 larger 96 by 125-inch main deck standard industry containers and pallets for a distance of 500 nautical miles. Lighter loads could be carried distances up to 2,000 nautical miles, but the aircraft is primarily intended for use in a short-haul feeder role for large-volume package carriers. The main appeal of an aircraft like that would be its ability to accept a loaded cargo container off a freight operator's larger, full-sized aircraft without the need to first break down that container's contents. Currently, regional providers for companies like FedEx, UPS, and DHL have to unload the containers, then transfer the contents onto much smaller aircraft. While there would appear to be a healthy market for an aircraft like that, Utilicraft has struggled to bring the plane to market since it patented the design back in 1991. It's always sad when a small general aviation airport suffers damage from an act of nature. It's an outrage when it's intentional vandalism. 61 Gulf Alpha, also known as the P-Patch, is a tiny airfield near Blythe, Georgia. It's home to EAA Chapter 172. The Augusta Chronicle reports at about 3 a.m. Monday, dozens of shotgun pellets struck three planes on the field, and vandals spray-painted a swastika, Confederate battle flag, KKK, and, in a bizarre contrast, a peace sign on the chapter's clubhouse. Among the planes damaged was a Zenith CH-801 under construction for use on missionary flights, a 35-year-old Taylor monoplane being restored by the chapter, and a Northwing trike owned by a serviceman currently in Iraq. Other buildings and aircraft parts were also hit. Total damages were estimated at $34,000. Homeland Security has asked chapter members not to start the cleanup until investigators finish their work, suggesting that the perpetrators could face federal charges. Chapter 172 did not insure the property, but EAA is looking at options to help its chapter recover. Still ahead, the Air Force is ready for Super Bowl Sunday. Cessna's first CJ-4 gets its wings. And a colonel from Edwards becomes the first Air Force test pilot to fly the F-35 Lightning II. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, February 1st, 2008. I'm Paul Plagg. The size and prominence of Sunday's Super Bowl makes it a potential target for terrorists. One of the numerous security precautions will involve pilots assigned to the 162nd Fighter Wing's Alert Detachment at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona, flying air patrols and air defense deterrence missions. Arizona's Air Guardsmen are teaming up with the North American Aerospace Defense Command and other federal, state, and local agencies to provide security for the game, which is being held at the 73,000-seat University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Pilots are coordinating with Phoenix Approach and local airports to ensure the sorties do not interfere with normal flight activity in the area. Within 10 nautical miles of the stadium, only regularly scheduled commercial passenger, private charter, and all cargo flights that meet or exceed approved security programs will be allowed in the airspace. From 10 to 30 nautical miles out, all other aircraft arriving or departing local airfields will be authorized to pass through but required to maintain constant contact with air traffic control. Cessna Aircraft Company tells ANN the plane maker recently completed wingmate on its first Citation CJ-4, the latest addition to the ever-growing family of Citation business jets. The new, moderately swept wing shares some features with the wing on the larger Citation Sovereign, including three upper speed brake panels on each wing, which improve short field performance. Cessna says the CJ-4 will be able to take off from runways as short as 3,300 feet and land on runways as short as 2,665 feet long. The new Williams International FJ-44 4A FADEC engine will debut on the CJ-4. The twin engines each provide 3,400 pounds of thrust, compared to 2,820 for the CJ-3's engines. The new aircraft will be certified for operations up to 45,000 feet. First flight of the CJ-4, which comes with Rockwell ProLine 21 avionics, is scheduled for later this year. Entry into service is set for the first half of 2010. A pilot from Edwards Air Force Base in California has become the first Air Force and government test pilot to fly the F-35 Lightning II. That happened Wednesday at the Lockheed Martin facility at Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base, Fort Worth. Lieutenant Colonel James Kromberg, the Director of Operations for the 461st Flight Test Squadron, said the F-35 flew very well. Quote, "The aircraft was responsive across all flight regimes. The engine thrust response was excellent, accelerating very quickly. The aircraft was very stable during formation flight." Then he added, quote, "I've been smiling since arriving at the aircraft this morning and haven't stopped," unquote. Before actually flying the F-35, Colonel Kromberg received simulator training at Fort Worth, He says he's been involved with helping draft the F-35's initial flight manual, test plans, and aircrew training procedures, and has more than 3,200 flight hours in various aircraft, including the F-16, the F-15 Eagle, T-38 Talon, and AV-8B Harrier. The F-35 is scheduled to arrive at Edwards Air Force Base for further flight testing in the spring. And finally, if you're a frequent flyer who's had your fill of being disrobed, frisked, wanded, and otherwise hassled by airport screeners, the Transportation Security Administration wants to hear from you on its new blog. David Stempler, president of the Air Travelers Association, is less than optimistic. He told the Washington Post, quote, "This will just make it easier for them to receive complaints for them to ignore in the name of national security," unquote. But TSA Administrator Kip Hawley sounds serious. He wrote in the blog's initial post, quote, "Our postings from the public will be reviewed to remove the destructive, but not touch the critical or cranky," unquote. Airline analyst Terry Tripler tells the Post he wonders if the site won't soon devolve into a less-than-civil forum comprised of a handful of regular complainers and a bunch of other experts trying to prove they're smarter than the agency. Oh, come on, Terry, like that would ever happen in a blog. I'll tell you what I wonder. I wonder if it would really be smart to post what I'm really thinking on the blog of an unchecked government bureaucracy with a growing no-fly list, clearance to ignore the Constitution, and the ability to pull me out of line for additional screening anytime I fly. Come to think of it, now that I've asked that rhetorical question out loud, I'd probably better plan to get to Oshkosh by car this summer, huh? And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. New York State's Airline Passengers Bill of Rights has been upheld in a federal court, but the airlines have appealed. I'll get comments from Kate Hanai of the Coalition for an Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the Super Bowl and have a clear and unlimited day.